This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's episode of Charlottesville Insights. And on this show, we like to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. You can check me out on the web at jeffgaffney.com or visit our fan page on Facebook for Charlottesville Insights. You can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm sending out tweets throughout the week about this recovering real estate market that we're in. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their website, movementmortgage.com. It's a very helpful, very user-friendly website. It will allow you to get pre-approved before you begin your house hunt in 2014. Well, today is another big Sunday in the early spring real estate market. To shop for your new home, you can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions of homes for sale and also open houses today. You can also check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Today on the show, we have back with us Tim Carson. Tim is a top producer with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and he's a 30-year vet of the Central Virginia real estate industry. He was the Car Realtor of the Year in 2011. We're going to chat with Tim about the first quarter car report and also the Real Estate 3 report. We'll get his predictions for the rest of 2014. But first, here's a quick look at this week's real estate headlines. First up, the Wall Street Journal. Home builder confidence downbeat on tight credit and limited building lots. The National Association of Home Builders Market Index rose 1 point to 48, it's the number, in March, and that's below the forecast. The Sales Expectation Index, however, rose 4 points to an index number of 57. So that's the good news. I think you're going to see the builder sentiment start to pick up as the year goes along. The article also notes that there are two major challenges or headwinds for the building market: tight credit for home buyers today and a limited number of lots and labor. Second article, we're going to talk to Tim Carson about this. We'll wait till a little bit later, but it's four easy to follow tips for buying a home this spring. That'll be interesting. We'll get to that after the break. Also after the break, I love this one from MarketWatch. 7 of the biggest home buyer turnoffs. We're going to wait on that till after the break. That'll be fun with Tim Carson. Lastly, CNBC. According to Robert Shiller, the Yale University economist, there's more momentum in housing than stocks. He still describes the real estate recovery as strong. Quote, there is a substantial amount of momentum in the housing market, much more so than the stock market. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Tim Carson. Please stay with us.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have the 2011 Car Realtor of the Year and a 30-year vet of the Central Virginia real estate industry, Tim Carson. Tim, thanks for being on the show again.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm delighted to be here again and loving my time here with Better Homes and Gardens as well.
Hey, so the car report came out for the first quarter. It looks like the market is healthy. I guess their big piece of news is that home prices, the median sales price is up 7.4%. That was interesting.
Yeah, and I think that's somewhat accurate. And if, of course, it's the median price, but I think we're seeing that kind of activity in the market, especially in, since January up until the snow hit us.
So the Real Estate 3 report that has recently come out, we dive into some statistical data, and we dove into the Charlottesville Albemarle market. We found something very interesting. I want your take on this, Tim. What we found was that the first-time homebuyer market, meaning contracts written between January 1st of this year and March 31st, so the first quarter, contracts written on properties below 400,000 was actually down this year compared to last year. And there's two main reasons for that, and I want to get your opinion on it. Number one was the weather. I think it was hard for a lot of first-time homebuyers to look at property and envision their dream home with all the snow and cold weather we had. But number two, interest rates are up a full point compared to this time last year. So interest rates are still really, really, really good at 4.5%, but they were amazing last year at 3.5%. And first-time homebuyers were jumping all over that. Would you agree with that assessment as to why you see the first-time homebuyer numbers drop off a little bit this quarter?
Yes, I agree. And I think they reaped the rewards last year. And I think some of the statistics that show that prices went up some also, the inventory is lower than it was. And so the good houses, the ones that are popular and have good style and location, are more competitive and they're selling. So home buyers have to be more careful and they have to kind of pull the trigger quicker on a good house.
The story of this market, so you have two stories. Number one, the first-time home buyer sales are down, and that's unusual because usually in the last 5 years, this real estate market has always ridden on the backs of the first-time homebuyer. Not so in the first quarter of this year. What's happened is home sales between 400,000 and 2 million is up 18%. Now, that's just Charlottesville and Albemarle County. And it's really up in the price ranges of 400,000 to 800,000. That's what we call traditionally the move-up market. And Tim, I want to get your take on this. My main instinct as to why that is because the jumbo financing has become readily available in today's marketplace, and the financing is fueling the resurgence of the move-up buyer. What say you, Tim Carson?
I agree, and I think people have been coming out of this recession, and they're just tired of all that. And I think people want to move ahead and have a different kind of life and enjoy their families and take advantage of the low interest rates in the area and the opportunities in the market.
it's a much different market today than 5 years ago. It's so much better. But one of the things 5 years ago when the real estate recession first came upon us, the first thing that got thrown out by all the lenders was jumbo financing. Let me explain what that is. Conventional financing is a mortgage up to $417,000 in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. Anything over $417,000 for mortgage amount was non-existent 5 years ago, and that lasted for a period of about 2.5 years. And in the last 2.5 years, you've started to see the jumbo mortgages, meaning mortgages greater than $417,000, start to enter back in, and now all of a sudden, it's like somebody's opened the faucet and it's just flowing back in, and there's almost no difference between a conventional mortgage and a jumbo mortgage, meaning rate-wise. So if a conventional mortgage is 4.5%, you're now seeing jumbo mortgages 4.6%. Not mm-hmm. much difference. And so the move-up buyer loves that today.
I agree. And on a different note, I think at that same time, we lost a lot of the other side loans, lots, investment property, B loans. And so that's sort of refined the market. But what I've noticed this year in the last month that's kind of odd is that the investors that I have, and I have lots of them, actually 3 or 4 or 5 right now trying to buy something because I've sold their properties, aren't able to find the deals we found last year. And I have a builder and we're not able to find the lots that we wanted. Their lots have become a little more scarce in the lower end. So I think that's also hurting the first-time home buyers because a lot of their only choices in the market are townhomes.
It's interesting because our first article that we touched on in this show, it talked about home builder confidence. And one of the reasons that the home builder confidence went up in March, it went up slightly. It didn't meet forecast. But one of the reasons they say is because a limited number of lots for builders. I find that amazing, but I guess that's the world that we live in, because when the recession first came, there was a zillion lots. And
yes. We were overdeveloped in the area.
Yes.
I think that you would agree with me. The issue is not that there aren't lots. The issue is that the cost of lots create a problem for a builder, that he can't get a lot where he can build a home in your normal price range, certainly not in the median price range. So if somebody's paying $100,000, $150,000 for a lot, they've got to build a $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 house.
Right.
And that's the problem I see.
Well, you're leading me into a political comment right now. I try to stay out of this, but I want to just so our listeners understand, 10 years ago, when a developer would go to develop some home sites, they'd have to get it approved by the Planning Commission and then the Board of Supervisors. And in order to do that, there was a process called the proffer process. The proffer process is money that the county wants on developed lots, and proffers in the county of Albemarle 10 years ago, it was a $5,000 contribution, and the county could take that money and use it as they wish. $5,000, not that significant amount of money. Now the proffers, $20,000, $23,000 on newly developed home sites. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the county is talking about how they want more affordable housing. Well, those two things don't add up. A $23,000 proffer, mm-hmm. so basically the cost of that developed lot goes up, and that's almost 10% of an average price lot, of a $200,000
right.
lot.
Well, if I could piggyback on that, yes. Let me give you another thing on that. For example, I just sold a building lot in the Western Albemarle area that was affordable and would have allowed us to bring a home in the 240 range, but the water sewer hookup fees were $16,000, I believe.
Mm.
So the builder's not going to eat that.
No.
That's going to be added on to the cost of the home. So all those things cause housing prices to go up higher, and then consumers tend to blame the builder. But there's a bigger issue, though, that I might mention, not to digress or get off track, but I think all this was created, in my opinion, in 1980 or 81, when Albemarle County put into effect the division rights ordinance, which meant that if you owned land in Albemarle County, you were only able to divide it five times in your lifetime into lots less than 21 acres. So in 10 seconds or less here, an example was my family owned 224 acres in North Garden, and we had cut 50 lots off because we had a mile of road frontage, getting ready to split them off and the family to keep land. They passed the ordinance. We were then only able to get five-acre lots. That was 25 acres. And the balance of the 200 acres were put into 21-acre lots. So we had something like nine lots. So Albemarle County, in my opinion, created this problem for scarcity of building lots. It's caused prices to go up, and then it caused green and blue vanna to bloom. And this is the problem.
Well, it's interesting because we're going to take a break here in just a second. But Albemarle County is, they say they're trying to preserve the rural area and maximize development in the developable areas. That sounds good, but when somebody goes to do an infill project and they try to maximize the density, political pressures kick in, and it just doesn't happen because nobody wants the maximum development in their backyard. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Tim Carson, the 2011 Car Realtor of the Year. Please stay with us. This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM. For Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us on the show today, Tim Carson, the CAR, which is the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, the CAR Realtor of the Year in 2011, and a 30-year veteran of, well, I guess I'm right behind him, 27-year veteran.
I started at 5 years old. You know. I was a child brain.
Young guy. So we've had a good first quarter. I think, and I want your take on this, I think we're going to have an amazing second quarter for a number of reasons. I think the first-time homebuyers, although they were a little bit absent, a little bit dormant in the first quarter, I think they're going to come roaring back in this second quarter for a couple of reasons. Number one, the main reason is the cost of rentals in the greater Charlottesville area is going through the roof. And with interest rates where they are, it's, I think, because rentals going up so quickly, I think it's going to kick in when first-time homebuyers do that rent versus buy scenario. I think buy is going to look much more attractive. And then the other thing, Tim, and I want your opinion on it, is
sure.
I think consumer confidence is going to continue to go up. We're, you know, the whole East Coast, we hope, is out of the cold weather and snow. But I think now, as we see the daffodils, the dogwoods, the cherry blossoms, you know, Central Virginia is just flat out gorgeous this time of year. I think we're going to have an amazing second quarter. What say you, Tim Carson?
I agree, because the month of January up until the first week of February was warm weather, and it was like a spring market. It was
right.
crazy. I
right.
put like 10 properties under contract, and then all the weather hit, and that does change things. So I agree, and I think that there's that, you know, as we know, buying a home relates to people's emotions, and people are happier in the spring. I mean, once the weather gets warm and they're done with walking the dog and working in the yard, they're going to get out and get focused. And with the interest rates, and there's still good inventory out there. And there's even, I feel like we're sitting at the racetrack getting ready to take off fast. I'm seeing the initial activity. So I agree.
And for any of our first-time homebuyers that are listening, get yourself pre-approved before you put in an offer on your first home. In fact, that leads us to four easy to follow tips for buying a home this spring. But again, let me give another plug to Leonard and Mike Buchinski over at Movement Mortgage, movementmortgage.com. Get yourself pre-approved. This is Forbes magazine, Tim. Four easy tips for buying a home this spring. Number one, hire a real estate professional to be your tour guide and choose carefully. You agree with that?
I agree 100%. There is a trend with some of the younger home buyers who have all the information available on the internet to go out and find homes and call the listing agents. But it's better for them, once they figure out they want to buy, to pick a real estate agent, interview them, and find somebody they trust, because they'll get other things than they would get going to listing agent. Listing agent, all they're going to get is honesty and disclosure of material defects. But with a buyer broker like our company has, they're going to get confidentiality and the highest level of skill and diligence, advocacy, advice, and all the things that they would really rely on to make a good decision.
Number two in the four easy to follow tips for buying a new home this spring, understand your financial profile and get yourself pre-approved for a home mortgage. I totally agree with that. What do you think?
Oh, it's absolutely critical, because there's nothing worse than having a budget for something you can't afford. It's very disappointing. And I think that it would help people become realistic.
You have to know what price range you're in order to really go shopping
right.
effectively. So do that up front. It's really easy to do. Movementmortgage.com. Number three, prioritize your needs and wants. Of course, we tell them all the time. Figure out what's most important to you. Is it location, or is it the fourth bedroom, the finished basement, the
right.
garage? You got to figure that out ahead of time.
Well, and I would also say it surprises me how many times people think they know, but they don't. So don't just get locked into one certain mindset. Be a little open-minded. The time to think about different options is before you already own the house. So it's important to take enough time to consider what there is in the market.
My very first home sale in 1988, I was working with a very nice couple who's retiring here from Long Island. They told me they wanted a perfectly flat home site with a one level home at the end of a cul-de-sac. And so we looked at everything we could find, new construction, newer agent, look. And what they ended up buying, a two story on a corner lot on an elevated home site. Everything that they said they wanted, but that didn't tug at their
right.
heartstring. They walked into this home and they convinced themselves that, you know, I can handle the stairs. In fact, that gives me a little built-in exercise. We hear that sometimes from
yeah.
folks, you know,
yeah.
go up and down the stairs. I know I'm going to get some of that, keep me feeling good. But I just thought it was, you know, my very first transaction. I was like, but you told me.
I know.
But anyway, and number four, sellers aren't the only ones who face competition. And what the gist of that is get yourself yourself prepared. If you're going out shopping for a new home, get yourself prepared that you may have to compete. Mm-hmm. It might be multiple offers. We're right. seeing that again.
And I would agree. You mentioned 30 years in business for me. I don't care what market I've been in. There's always a small group of fantastic houses and that are great deals, and they always sell, and everybody wants them. So, you know, you're going to be competing on the best houses. You just are.
Yes, yes. I want to hit this next article because this is just fun for me. From MarketWatch, 7 of the biggest home buyer turnoffs. Tim Carson, I want your opinion on this. 7 of the biggest home buyer turnoffs. So any of our potential sellers out there, pay attention. Number 1, pets and their things.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than, well, sometimes we'll go and show property and they leave the dog loose and the dog looks like he's going to eat your leg off and yeah. we won't even go
right.
in, especially
right.
if you're showing a family with young children. They're scared to death of
right.
Cujo.
Right, I agree. And I had one time where you had a very tight schedule. I had people in from out of town. We went to Western Albemarle, opened the door, the golden retriever took off in the yard, and my clients and I spent the better part of an hour and a half trying to get him back in the house. And he would run 10 feet, and every time you'd go to him. And so, anyway, I agree. The pets are an issue. And also, the house I showed this weekend, the house was vacant, but it was had very serious cat
odor.
Wasn't odor, but the people were affected by cat allergies.
Allergies,
and even
yes.
with the cats there, their eyes were burning. And so
yeah.
the effects of pets. I mean, pets are great and wonderful, but they need to be put in their own place to make sure that the home can be seen.
If it's possible to cage them or let another family member while you have your home for sale. And of course, the kiss of death is when, as realtors, you know, we're taking a family or prospect through a home and we get to a room where we have to clean up
yes.
from the dog.
Yeah.
We do a lot of things as realtors.
Yeah. Well, you and I have talked about this over the years. When you're pricing a home, you need to price it for 9 out of 10 buyers, not 3 out of 10.
Yes. Number two of the 7 biggest home buyer turnoffs, toys and baby supplies. That doesn't really bother me, but if they're out all over the place, you really need to tidy the home up. And if it's a young couple or a single that's not interested in having children, mm-hmm. that can be a real turnoff.
I agree. And it's really great for a seller if they're also a buyer to go out, because then they start thinking of other people's homes and they have to look at their own objectively, walk through it, and especially get rid of the diaper pails and the clutter.
Number 3, cooking smells.
Depends on what that is now. Chocolate cookies in the oven cooking, that's the bomb.
I agree with you. There is a good side to that. I remember selling my first home in Forest Lakes. My wife was baking banana bread,
mm-hmm.
and when the buyer came through, it was in November, yep. and it was just that was. I'm convinced that's part of what.
Remember the old trick, vanilla extract
yes,
on the burners?
Yes,
a couple drops.
Mm.
That'll do it.
But there are some negative cooking smells and
fried fish, and some of the yes, I agree. You need to use air fresheners, but not too much.
Right.
I showed one this weekend. The air freshener was so powerful, it was burning our eyes.
All right, here's a killer. I know my wife would really have a tough time with this. Number 4, cigarette smoke.
Yes, I agree. I think that especially over the last 20 years, most people don't like
that. When I've looked at real estate with my wife, and she gets just that feeling that there's some cigarette smoke, that's the first thing she starts. Is there smokers in here?
Right. Yes.
It's just not for everybody.
No, it's not.
Number 5, dirty dishes, cluttered counters.
Yeah, that can be a problem because what that does, it creates a bigger perception that maybe people aren't tidy and meticulous. And so therefore, what's the heating system? How's that been maintained? What about the gutters? And so there's a bigger thing that occurs with what you're trying to get buyers to think about.
Yeah, and I always tell sellers, and Tim, we've got to wrap up here, but I always tell sellers, if it's not a good time to show your house, I'd rather you say no than let
right.
somebody look at your home when you're sort of in a vulnerable position. This is Charlottesville Insights. Thanks for joining us today. Tim Carson, thanks for being on the show. Next week, in the next couple of weeks, we'll get you back on and we'll finish up this list. Everybody have a great Sunday. CharlottesvilleInsights.com. We'll see you next week.